In the past few weeks, North Korea has threatened to restart its production of plutonium, carry out tests of a nuclear weapon, and make war on South Korea. So far, North Korea has carried out only the first of these threats. It's taken steps to restart its nuclear facilities, and it could be ready to produce more plutonium any day now. The other threats are still pending. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Secretary of State Clinton has no patience for North Korea. She was testifying before a Senate panel recently, and she was asked why, after the long-range rocket launch in April and the considerable list of threats since, the State Department has in its budget $100 million for economic aid to North Korea.
That money is in there in the event, which at this point seems implausible, if not impossible, the North Koreans return to the six-party talks and begin to disable their nuclear capacity again. We have absolutely no interest and no willingness on the part of this administration to give them any economic aid at all.
The six-party talks include Japan, South Korea, China, and Russia, as well as the U.S. and North Korea. And they have been the semi-successful mechanism in recent years to persuade North Korea to stop its nuclear weapons development. Right now, though, North Korea says its participation in the talks is over, and it is preparing to restart its nuclear operations. That could be quite soon, according to Siegfried Hecker, a former director of the Los Alamos National Laboratory, who has visited the nuclear facilities in North Korea. Over the past 2 years, the facilities have been disabled to make them difficult but not impossible to restart. The reprocessing plant that extracts plutonium from spent nuclear reactor fuel has been easiest to repair, says Hecker.
If it hasn't been restored completely, it certainly is close to being ready to go.
From the thousands of spent nuclear fuel rods, it would take about 6 months, Hecker estimates, for North Korea to extract 8 kilograms of plutonium, a little more than is necessary for a single bomb. And that, he says, would give the North Koreans the capacity to carry out one of their other threats.
This new load of plutonium would give them one more nuclear weapon. And quite frankly, that would not change the overall dynamics terribly. However, what this one additional load or bomb's worth of plutonium may do is to encourage them to do another nuclear test.
North Korea tested a nuclear device underground in 2006, but it was only partially successful. North Korea's bomb designers have almost certainly been working to improve their bomb, but they need to test it to find out if they are on the right track. Many experts believe this is the goal of North Korea's current threatening stance, and just this week, new activity has been seen at North Korea's underground nuclear test site. But there are other possibilities. In the past, the North Koreans have used this kind of crisis escalation to improve their position at the negotiating table. That may be happening now, says Scott Snyder, a North Korea expert with the Asia Foundation.
You push the crisis to what seems like the breaking point, and then you try to open up a high-level channel of dialogue to gain greater potential benefits from the international community.
The Obama administration's special envoy for North Korea, Stephen Bosworth, is in Asia now to discuss how to revive the six-party process. But there is uncertainty about whether North Korea will ever give up its nuclear weapons, regardless of the diplomatic effort. Siegfried Hecker has made a novel proposal for the resumption of talks.
Get the plutonium that North Korea is extracting from the current set of fuel rods out of North Korea. They were not counting on that plutonium as part of their weaponized arsenal. We now should focus on that not becoming either part of their arsenal or part of the inventory that would allow them to do a nuclear test. That's where I would focus the diplomatic effort.
At the moment, though, there is not even a hint from North Korea that it is willing to hold any talks at all about its nuclear weapons. Mike Schuster, NPR News.